Well, good morning. God bless you to all of you who are connecting with us this morning on our first 15 prayer call. We greet you in love this morning. I pray that you are getting up and expecting a great, great day. This is going to be a strong week for each and every one of you. And I want to say how godly proud I am to be able to lead all of you in prayer this morning. Of course, this is our first 15 prayer call, and I am Dennis Hebert. I lead the prayer call on this morning, and I want to let you know that it's so very, very important that we learn to put God first. That's why we call this the first 15. What we do first determines what God does next. I heard that mentioned on last week, and it's just been ringing in my spirit over the last several days. What we do first determines what God does next. And so we activate the move of God in our lives by placing God in a place of priority. And so I thank God for all of you who have got on the call this morning. This is what we do every week on Tuesday mornings. We come together and we pray together as a prayer family. And I thank God because it's growing each and every week. And I thank all of you who are inviting people to be a part of this prayer call. To those of you that may be sharing with us for the very first time, we welcome you for being a part of this call. You can meet us every Tuesday. This is where we are, just from 6 till almost 6:15. We just spend this time and praying and consecrating ourselves for the great day that God is leading us to. And so I want to thank you this morning for sharing with us. And if you would allow me, I want to pray with you this morning. I want to pray. I want to pray for your endurance this morning. I've seen this commercial for a particular. It was advertising this new cell phone that's coming out, and the highlight of the commercial, the special advantage of this particular cell phone was that they used a certain type of technology with the screen. And on the commercial, they're twisting the screen, they're bending the screen, and they're dropping the screen on the ground. And it's showing that the screen is shatterproof. And as I was watching that commercial, God told me, he says, this morning, pray for the people on the call because some of you, 2015 has caused you to be twisted, has caused you to be bent in certain directions. And some of us have been crashed up against some things in 2015, but the Lord told me to tell you, you're shatterproof. And that's what I want to pray for today. I want to pray that you'll realize that you're not built to break. God has caused you to be shatterproof. You're not going to crack because God has made you out of some tough technology. That's what this cell phone was taunting, that they had improved the technology now to now that you don't have to worry about your screen being cracked just because you drop your phone. And you know, inevitably in life, we're gonna drop our phones. And in life, even with living, we're going to crash up against some things. We'll have some things that bends us out of shape. But it's a good thing to know that God has made us shatterproof, that we don't have to be worried about breaking down. You know, as we pray, what happens when we enter into a prayer relationship with God, our cares are cast upon God, and we receive strength, we receive wisdom, we receive guidance. And it's when we have those prolonged periods of prayerlessness that creates buildup in our lives. When we go a long period of time without casting our cares on God, without receiving the strength that can only come through prayer and wisdom and guidance and understanding, it builds up frustration. It builds up anxiety. It builds up stress in our life. And that buildup takes our power away. It takes our flexibility away. For some of us, that buildup can even take away our passion and our pursuit in life. And the buildup is what leads to the breakdown. that when we have all of these things built up in us, it leads to us breaking down under the normal recourse of life. And so this is why prayer is so very, very important, because with all that you have to do, my brother and my sister, with all that God has assigned you to do, you don't have time for breakdowns. you don't have time for meltdowns. See, you have to realize that destiny comes with a fight. It demands that you are a fighter. And every tactical fighter understands that they have to utilize all of their advantages in the battle. And one of the advantages that God has given us is the ability to connect through prayer, where we can receive strength, where we can receive wisdom, and where we can receive guidance. That's what prayer does. Prayer makes us shatterproof. It gives us the toughness, the flexibility to bounce back after we've taken a hit. It gives us the ability to endure some crashes, but to keep on going, because we understand how to cast our cares on God. See, prayer can't be something that we do just one time a day. When you understand this advantage that you have, you begin to pray all throughout the day, because you need guidance from 1 hour to the next hour, from one situation to the next situation. And so all throughout the day, you're constantly lifting situations. You're constantly lifting people up to God, because you don't want build-up to occur. God says you were not built to carry all of that weight and all of that baggage. You got to know how to lift it up to him. And this morning, people of God, I want to say today, don't let it build up. Don't let it build up, because build-ups lead to breakdowns. And this week, there's going to be no breakdowns for you. This week, you're gonna realize that God has created you with the ability to be shatterproof, if we would learn how to cast our care. This week, you're not going to get bullied by your circumstances. Your circumstances is not going to cause you to be overwhelmed or overcome. You're not going to be bullied by your emotions, where your emotions just throw you out into areas that you know you don't need to be into. This week, God says, it's going to be a strong week. This is a week where you're gonna have no breakdowns. You're gonna have no meltdowns. You're gonna run over with what it is that you need in order to be victorious. You're gonna run over with strength. You're gonna run over with the peace of God. You're gonna run over with the joy of God. This is gonna be a strong week, and you're gonna realize that God has not built you to break. You are shatterproof. And yes, in life, we're gonna be twisted. We're gonna crash. We're gonna have some falls, but that doesn't mean that your life has to be shattered because of what it is that we're gonna go through. Let me pray for your endurance this morning, Father. In the name of Jesus, I just thank you and bless you for reminding us, God, that we are hard pressed on every side, but we are not crushed, Lord God. And I bless you and thank you, Lord, for your people that are on this call this morning. I lift them up to you, God. I just thank you this morning, God, that you needed to remind somebody today that they're shatterproof. With all that they went through, they're still together. They're still strong. They still have their right mind. And for that, we want to say thank you this morning. We want to give your name glory and honor and praise. Thank you for reminding us, God, that it's necessary that we learn how to cast our cares on you, and that we're not carrying our cares, but we're casting them on you. And I thank you this morning that somebody's going to even receive their release this morning, that they're dealing with so much. They have so much that they're juggling in their lives, Lord God. But this morning they're going to learn how to release some things on you so that they won't be overwhelmed, Lord God. I pray even for those, Lord, who has had some buildup to occur, frustration and anxiety and stress that's been building up because of things that's going on in their lives, Lord God. We ask on today, Lord God, that you would give them the ability to release that thing so we can walk in your joy, so we can walk in another level of your strength and your peace, Lord God. We thank you today, Lord God, that there will be no breakdown. There will be no meltdown, Lord God, but you're going to cause us starting today to have a strong week, Lord God. No matter what we're going through, we're going to have more than enough in order to overcome, Lord God. We bless you and we thank you for that even on this morning, God. Father, at the outset of our day, we want you to know we want you to be glorified in our lives today. We want you to get all of the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise. And I bless you this morning for everybody who saw it worthy to grab on this, jump on this prayer call this morning and connect. I thank you right now, wherever there's two or three, your word suggests, gathering in your name, that you'll be a God in our midst. And so we thank you this morning as we are on this call in a spirit of agreement, Lord God. I thank you that today we're going to begin a strong week, Lord God. That's what your word declared over our lives. So we thank you right now for covering everything that concerns us, Lord God. Thank you right now for covering our mind today, Lord God. We should have no mental breakdown. Thank you for covering now our soul, Lord. We're not going to have any emotional breakdown, and even our spirit today. We're going to stay strong in the spirit, Lord God. Thank you for the word that you've placed on the inside of us that causes us to have faith strong enough to reel in your promises, Lord God. We bless you and we honor you today for that, Lord God. We thank you that today, Lord God, you're going to give us the ability, Lord God, to stay focused, Lord. I bless you even today for productivity now, and I speak that over your people's lives, that today we're going to see productivity manifest even in our lives. God, we thank you for covering our children, our grandchildren, Lord God, as they will go to school today, Lord God, as they're going to be out of our care. We thank you that they're going to continue to be in your care, Lord God. We pray right now, even in this wicked world, that you would assign angels to their lives, to watch over them and to guard them, even as they are out of our presence today, Lord God. Thank you right now, Lord God, for we pray for spouses today, Lord God. We pray for strength. We pray right now for reconciliation, Lord God. We pray even now that what you have joined together, the devil cannot put asunder, Lord God. We thank you for blessing now our homes, Lord God. We thank you even on today, Lord God, that today shall be a day we shall have great endurance, Lord God. We speak it and we claim it as such in the name of Jesus. The devil shall not frustrate us. The devil shall not unnerve us. But today we thank you, Lord God, that we're shatterproof. We're going to overcome, Lord God. You're going to give us the ability to lift up our heads so that we can realize that all of our strength comes from you, Lord God. So we take this moment to cast all of our cares now, no matter what they may be, and there are many on this call this morning, Lord God. I pray a release now of care this morning. We're not going to carry those cares. We're going to cast them upon you so that we can live in the divine liberty that you've given unto us. We love you this morning, God. We bless you. And it's in the name of Jesus that we pray. Amen, amen, and glory to his name. Shatterproof, shatterproof. You're not going to crack up under what it is that you are dealing with. We thank you so much for connecting with us on today. We are starting our Bible classes back tomorrow. For those of you who are in the Hammond area, we would love for you to come and join us and share in those teaching of the Word of God with us for just 60 minutes, 1 hour at 12 noon. And then again at 7 p.m., we would love to see you in one of our classes even on this week. God bless you and God keep you. This is our prayer. Thank you so much. We'll be back next week, and I look forward to connecting with all of you next week, Tuesday morning, 6 a.m. Invite somebody with you. But until then, today, walk in that liberty of knowing that God has made you shatterproof. God bless you. Be blessed.